times, three's company, especially when Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis get together. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Treating the underlying cause of thyroid, it ain't rocket science. We are at Radio MD. Our call-in number is 877-711-5211. If you suspect that you're one of the many undiagnosed thyroid patients or that you have a thyroid condition you want to ask the experts about, give us a call again at 877-711-5211. Holly, it's easy to say, treat the underlying cause. Don't we always say that? You treat the underlying cause. It's not the termites. It's the fact that your wood loves termites. That's what we're going through now.
Right.
Oh, no.
Why not just go to the doctor, take your thyroid and go and just, well, we don't know what the underlying cause is. I mean, do we really know what all these underlying causes are for thyroid?
I'm going to try to help us know. Okay. So here is a couple different causes that we need to perhaps look at. And you need to look at if you are suffering from undiagnosed hypothyroidism or diagnosed hypothyroidism. So first of all, is there an overt? That means, is there lack of production at the gland? This can be caused by chronic or acute stressors. Okay. Actually, an overdose of thyroid replacement therapy. So if you're given too much, which the majority of the patients are, your body's going to do one of three things, sometimes all three. You're going to decrease endogenous production, they call it. That means your own body's ability to produce thyroid. You're going to increase the fact that all the free thyroid that's available to your cells is going to be bound up, the thyroid binding globulin, and you're going to decrease the receptor sites, okay? So that means your brain is like, I got to protect you from all of this thyroid. It's way too much. So that could be happening. Also,
work against you, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Lack of building blocks. So is there iodine deficiency? Is there tyrosine deficiency? I mean, Lisa, you must know, like, how many people in the United States are absolutely iodine deficient?
Yeah, I will look that up. But yeah, I'm assuming it's a lot. I know there's a lot of vitamin D deficiency going on. Does that play a role if you're looking at the
vitamin
cause?
D, absolutely. Vitamin D needs to be in optimal levels, and I say 60 to 80 in order for thyroid. And that's another thing. So we're looking at overt, you know, so lack of building blocks at the thyroid gland. That's tyrosine or iodine, poor nutrition, heavy metal toxicity, looking at those things. Could there be a functional hypothyroidism? That means that the production of thyroid is fine. That T4 is kicking out of that thyroid, no problem. Mm-hmm. But guess what's happening? It's not getting to the cells. Why? Well, it could be chronic sleep issues, because that causes thyroid binding globulin to increase. That means your thyroid isn't available. Or it could be a lack of conversion to T3. What causes that? Guess what? Estrogen dominance, people that are taking birth control pill. Mm-hmm. So we need to think about it. Is there a binding issue? Is there a conversion issue? Are, once again, there lack of nutrients needed for this conversion? Very, very important. Also, thyroid hormone resistance. As Lisa just said, vitamin D below optimal levels, candida infections. Okay, that makes those receptor sites, and that's how the thyroid hormone communicates with a cell going, hey, I'm your metabolism rever upper. I'm here to get you through the day. And the receptor site is like, I'm just not really ready for you. Thanks. That's what's going on.
What's the candida, just for folks who aren't familiar?
Candida. So that's a type of yeast. And of course, in our gut systemically, it can be there in non-candida forms of yeast. So that's that sort of where there's an undergrowth of our good bacteria, there's an overgrowth of so many other things that are sort of opportunistic and will get in and really cause muck, and it can happen. That's that gut function again. That's right.
Yeah, that candida is going to get in. And we were learning earlier that T4 converts to that T3. An overgrowth of candida is something that can do it. And if anybody ever is sitting in dinner and is already thinking about the dessert, they have a beautiful dinner in front of them, but they're already thinking about dessert, that's one of those big signs that they have candida. But a quick statistic out there, a lot of people think that they're going to get enough iodine because the government makes sure that iodine is in salt and table salt. Well, just a recent study, 88 samples of iodized salt 53% of them did not meet the iodine requirement that the USDA has for iodine in our salt. So we're going to have to go outside of our food to get our iodine. That is the green, dark leafy greens or supplementation of it that we all quite often do. But we're not going to get it from our food anymore, which is another sad story about the nutrient depletion in our foods.
Absolutely. Well, according to Life Extension, nearly 74% of normal healthy adults may no longer consume enough iodine.
That's so right. That's, you don't have iodine. You don't have the building blocks. That's staggering. That's staggering. Mm. You know, I mean, yes, and as well, yeah. So you're losing nutrients in the environment, but as well, Dr. Decker and I have talked about this many times, the disruption of thyroid function because of environmental toxins. Think about mercury. Mercury toxicity, it binds up cadmium, but it also binds up selenium. Thyroid is selenium dependent, right? The bisphenol A's, that's definitely a thyroxine receptor site antagonist, meaning it is going to stop thyroid BPA. Function.
Okay, yeah, so
BPA.
Lisa,
that's also known as BPA.
Yeah, BPA. Lisa walks into my office, Holly, and says, okay, I'm having this functional thyroid thing. I talk to her. She's thinning hair and all these symptoms. Are you telling me that I can give them two avenues? I can say, look, we can work on the underlying cause of maybe a detox, nutritional supplements, looking at diet and that, or we can go right into replacement with a synthetic or are you saying that we should be offering this? We should be giving patients this option.
I'm saying that, you know, I've often said, you know, I often said medicine is not rocket science. And it's funny, that's what our show is called, right? Because believe me, people come in my office, they're carrying these crazy diagnoses like chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia. We do a little bit of dietary modification. We do some lifestyle enhancement. And guess what? They feel better, right? Not rocket science. I think with the endocrine system or the thyroid, it's just the opposite. The devil is in the details. And we need to understand this because we are over-medicating people. We are shutting down their thyroids because of it. And if we could just go, look, I think because of your history, you've got some chemical exposure or you've got some nutrient depletion. We need to either replete nutrients. We need to either offer comprehensive detoxification. We need to identify and treat the cause. I truly feel that that's how we serve our patients best.
But you also brought up a very important
point. Isn't that what go ahead, Decker.
Well, I think this is going to tie in with where you're going, Lisa, because you brought up a very important point that when somebody's taking thyroid, it will suppress your endogenous production, meaning that it can, and in my patients it always does, it will, you're taking thyroid in a pill, the hormone, you don't make as much in your own gland. So that's a pretty drastic step in the naturopathic world, in the natural world, to actually take something that your body's not making enough of and suppressing what little it's making. Right? I know I'm stumbling here a little bit, but it seems to me that this restore idea, we're not doing enough of. Is that where you were going, Lisa?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, isn't that the sort of the backbone of what naturopathic physicians do is to look and get to the treating the cause, not just the symptom. And that's one of the big problems with mainstream medicine is there's a lot of symptom treating going on, but yet the person is still struggling with what's causing it in the first place.
I think you make a really good point, and I think that but I think for our listeners, you out there who maybe don't have access or haven't obtained access to a naturopathic doctor or physician, you can do so by going to naturedoctor.org, find an ND in your area. But I think that's one of the problems is that, you know, we still have a system that's run on insurance, that's run on third-party payers, and our mainstream medicine, as you say. And we've got 5-minute, 6-minute, 7-minute visits, and we're getting a script, and we're not getting anything else. And you're right. It is complete symptom management instead of getting in there and identify, treating the cause, therefore restoring function and also healing from the inside out so people can have their health back. Shoot.
So, Holly, I'm hearing
Well, shouldn't it always be shouldn't it always be treating the cause and then looking at synthetic versus natural when we're looking at, you know, treating?
For me, it is. I always try and do it if the patient will let me, if the patient has the time. We're talking philosophical stuff here, and we're talking about time availability and things like that.
And guess what? We're out of that time availability. Dr. Weiss. Speaking of time, I'm here in Julie Newmark on our music. Listen, with a thyroid and modern-day thyroid hypothyroidism, there is definitely many, many things to truly think through. And like I said, devil's in the details. We're coming back and truly going to think thyroid through. Stay with us.